a heart of gratitude, celebrating your faithfulness over our lives, over this commission. Thank you and thank you. The Lord in the midst of his people is mighty. He will save, he will deliver, he will rejoice over thee. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate him. We have seen his acts, mighty acts in our midst as a people, even as a commission. Return all the glory back to this great God. Now begin to ask, Lord, send me a word this morning. Send me a word this morning. I'm here for an encounter. Lord, touch me. Lord, reach out to me this morning. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Shall we give the Lord a big hand of praise as we invite the praise team?
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonders conceive,
I see the stars,
and I hear
the rolling thunder,
the path throughout
the universe.
Jesus, a great word,
a great word.
With one voice, then sing my soul,
dancing.
This morning we declare a great work, Lord, a great work. Sing a great work. We celebrate you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, we praise your name. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name. Alle, hallelujah.
Alle, hallelujah.
Somebody give him the glory.
Glory, glory, we praise your name.
You are the King. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise you. Alle, alle, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate him. Glory, glory, we praise your name, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name. Alle, hallelujah. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Glory, we praise your name, God. We say you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Glory, 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 we praise your name. Jesus, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name, Jesus. Alle, alle, hallelujah, God. We are grateful for seeing another month. We call you the King of kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise your name. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, we praise your name, God. We say you are the King, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes. Hey, alle, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, we praise your name, God. Because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise your name, Lord. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, we praise your name. We say you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise your name. Alle, alle, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, Lord. We call you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. We say you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, we call you God. You are the King of Glory and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. We say you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes. We cry, Hosanna, to you, King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, oh my.
We praise your name.
We say one more time, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We call
we
you.
Praise your
so we say, Jehovah.
You are the most
celebrating,
high.
Lord Jehovah.
You are the most
there
high.
Is no one like Jehovah. He's the King
high.
Of Glory. We call him Jehovah. We call him Jehovah, Jehovah.
You are
God by yourself.
You are the most high.
No one can do the things you do. That is why
you
are the most high God. Jesus, you are God by yourself. Jesus,
you
are the most high God.
You are the most high.
We say Jehovah, you are the most high. Jehovah.
Shall we give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning? Please be comfortably seated. We begin in our sessions of thanksgiving this morning, and we shall be praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for fulfillment of prophecies in this commission since inception till date. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. We speak with his mouth unto David, my father. And with his hand fulfilled it. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. And with grateful hearts, let's lift up our voices. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fulfillment of prophecies in this great commission since inception till date. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to our Father this morning. Let's give quality praise to him. We are appreciating him in the name of Jesus for the raw fulfillment of prophecies. In this great commission, the past 39 years, lift up your voice. It deserves our thanks. Let's give it to him consciously this morning. Let's do that from the depth of our hearts. Let's do that in the name of Jesus. Father, we are thanking you again this morning for the raw fulfillment of prophecies we have enjoyed in this great commission. The past 39 years, we have returned this morning to celebrate your faithfulness of a truth. No word of yours has fallen to the ground unfulfilled concerning us as a people. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks and let's give quality praise back to God this morning. Ensure your voice of appreciation is ascending to the throne of heaven. Even this morning, with a loud voice, we are saying, Father, we thank you for the fulfillment of prophecies we have enjoyed as a people, as a commission, since the beginning. We thank you. Someone lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to God this morning. He deserves all the thanks. He demands all our gratitude. Let's give it to him this morning. From the depth of our hearts, we are magnifying him. Let's celebrate this faithful God. who is too faithful, he never fails. Let's celebrate him for the raw fulfillment of prophecies. Every word he declared with his mouth, his hand has established it concerning us. Lift up your voice. Let's celebrate this faithful God again this morning. 39 years of practical fulfillment of prophecies. Our eyes have seen every word the Lord declared with his mouth. Lift up your voice. Let's celebrate him this morning. And let's do that from the depth of our hearts. Let's celebrate his faithfulness from the depth of our spirit this morning. Someone lift up your voice. Let's magnify him. Father, we have come this morning and we are saying thank you for the raw fulfillment of prophecies again and again in this great commission since the inception, even till date. No word has fallen to the ground. Every prophetic word, we have seen it fulfilled. Therefore, we have come with hearts of gratitude, celebrating you again. Lift up your voice, someone. Let's thank him. Let's thank him some more this morning. Let's celebrate him. Let's glorify him for the fulfillment of prophecies we have enjoyed as a people. His word never fails. Every prophetic word, we have seen it come to pass. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you. We have come this morning just to celebrate your faithfulness. And we are saying, blessed be your name. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' matchless name, we have given thanks. Please put your hands together for the Lord this morning. And please be seated.
Still in the attitude of thanksgiving, we are rising to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your strange works and strange acts in this commission over the past 39 years. Let your amen break limits. Amen. Isaiah chapter 28, 21 to 22. The Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall rot to do his strange works. The Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wrought as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. He said, be ye not mockers, lest your band be made strong. Let's rise as we give thanks to God this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your strange works and strange acts in this commission over the past 39 years. Our Father, we've returned this morning in appreciation. We've returned in celebration, rejoicing in you for your strange works and strange acts in this commission for the past 39 years. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Somebody lift up your voice, engage your heart, and bless the name of the Lord this morning for his strange works and his strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, this has been his doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Let's return this morning with heart-rooted thanksgiving to the doer. There is no deputy doer. Our God has been mighty in our midst, doing strange works, performing strange acts. Let's give him glory this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your strange works and your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, we acknowledge your strange works, we recognize your strange acts, and we celebrate you with thanksgiving this morning. In the name of Jesus, somebody who is a witness and a partaker, lift up your voice. You can lift up your hand. Let your heart be engaging. Be fervent in the spirit as we give glory to God this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your strange works. We thank you for your strange acts in this commission over the past 39 years. We give you all the glory. It has been inexplainable yet undeniable. We are partakers and we are witnesses of your strange works and your strange acts in this commission over the past 39 years. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks. Our eyes have seen strange things. Our ears have heard marvelous things. For this, we have returned with thanks. We have returned with appreciation. Oh God, receive our thanks. Is somebody thankful this morning? Remember his strange works and testify of his strange acts. Give him glory. He's worthy of all of it. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have returned this morning thankful for your strange works, thankful for your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, we have seen creative miracles. We have seen the dead brought back to life. We have seen strange feats, unparalleled feats. We have returned to give you thanks for all of these. Receive all the glory. This is not the doing of any man. Not unto us, but unto you. We have come to give glory. We have come to give praise. You are worthy of all of it. Our Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for your strange works and strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, we've returned to bless your name. We've returned to magnify you. We've returned to celebrate you. Somebody give him praise right now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Ensure that your thanksgiving is registered in heaven this morning. Our God deserves it. Our God demands it. Our God delights in it. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, accept our thanks for your strange works and your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, it has been on the increase, and we thank you for it. Lord, receive all the praise. Lord, receive all the thanks. We bless your name again this morning for your strange works and your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, our Father, we give you glory. Our Father, we give you thanks. Our Father, we give you praise. It has become our identity. Your strange works and your strange acts over time, day in, day out, week in, week out. Oh, God of heaven, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your strange works and your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, to you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor. It belongs to you alone. Give him praise from the depth of your heart. Be fervent right now. Bless his holy name. Magnify him. Let's praise him. Let's give him thanks. Let's rejoice in him. He deserves all the glory. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your strange works and your strange acts in this commission. Over the past 39 years, we return with thanks and praise. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please be seated in God's presence.
Still in the mood of thanksgiving, we are going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. 2 chapter 2 and verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after the glory as he sent unto me the nations which spoiled thee, for he that touched thee touched the apple of his eyes. I will be on our feet as we give quality thanks to the Lord this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to the Father this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. We give you glory. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. We give you glory. We bless your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to our Father this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. Lift up your voice, give him quality thanks. Let that thanksgiving come from the depth of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. We return this morning to give you the glory. We return to give you the honor. All adoration is for you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. We celebrate you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor. We celebrate you, our King, for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. Thank you, mighty Father, We celebrate your name, O Lord. He that keepeth winter never sleep nor slumber. Father, we are giving you glory this morning. We appreciate you. We celebrate you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the years. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, King of glory, the one who watch over Israel. We celebrate you, Lord. Thank you for watching over this commission across the nation. We give you all the praise of the world over the year. Thank you from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him intensely this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the years. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. You have been keeping us. You have been preserving us. You have been watching over us. Therefore, we return this morning with the heart of gratitude. We return this morning with the heart of appreciation. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world. Over the years, we have seen your mighty hands in terms of protection and preservation. You have been watching over us since inception. We return to give you glory. We return to appreciate you. Father, thank you. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations over the years. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the year. Lift up your voice unto the Father. Give him quality thanks. Let thanksgiving come from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him intensely this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nations of the world over the years. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We celebrate you this morning. You are the keeper. You are the protector. You are the one that has been watching over us. We return glory back to your name this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the years. We return to give you thanks. Our Father, we thank you. Our Father, we praise you for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the years. Lift up your voice one more time and give him the glory, give him the honor. He deserves all the glory. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory for watching over this commission across the nation of the world over the years. We celebrate your name. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and wave it unto him in appreciation of watching over us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Shall we put those hands together for him and please be seated.
We yet again be rising to give God quality thanks this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. Amen. Psalm 89, 20 and 21 paraphrase, God found his servant David, anointed him with oil, upholded him, and established him. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice to give God quality thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. Father, we magnify you. We thank you. We magnify your name for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. Lord, it has been you. You found him. You anointed him. You established him. You strengthened him. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission of the past 39 years. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission, Over the past 39 years, it has been you and you alone establishing him, strengthening him on every side. Is someone lifting up his voice? Give quality thanks to him. Let it be rooted in your heart, expressed in your lips. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. Lord, it's been you upholding your servant. It's been you strengthening your servant. It's been you that anointed your servant. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We have returned to give you quality thanks. We have returned to give you quality thanks for the anointing, for establishing, for the strength you have granted to the apostle over this commission. It has been you and you alone. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Is someone giving God quality thanks this morning? Let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. Lord, you have helped him. Lord, you have strengthened him. Lord, you established him. Lord, you anointed him. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name, O God. We magnify your name. We give you the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for upholding your servant, the apostle, over this commission over the past 39 years. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Is someone giving Jesus quality thanks this morning for the apostle over this commission, for upholding him for the past 39 years? Lord, it has been you. Your arm, your mighty hand has been strong. I've been establishing him. I've been strengthening him on every side. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be thanking God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Amen. In Matthew 15 and verse 13, he said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Amen. Shall we rise on our feet and give thanks to God? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give glory unto him, our Father and our God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. The evidence is all around us, and we have come this morning with our voices of gratitude to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Lift your voice and give thanks to God from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him and celebrate him this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Our eyes are upon you with gratitude because of your mighty hand that has been at work across the nations of the earth. On every continent, you have been working mightily. We have come this morning with our voices filled with gratitude, our hearts loaded with thanksgiving. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. We have come, O God, and our hearts are filled with gratitude. We are loaded with thanksgiving. We have come to say that we are grateful. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. You said every tree that you have not planted shall be rooted out. And you have done that which your word has said.
And for it this morning, our voices are loaded with thanksgiving. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We have come this morning to say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth, from every nook and cranny, every nation, every city, every town, on every continent. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your holy name. We celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Are you giving thanks to God? Make sure your voice of gratitude is personally registered in heaven this morning. Let your voice of thanksgiving be heard on high today by the connectivity of your heart. You are thanking him with fervency. You are thanking him with gratitude loaded in your heart. Give the glory unto him. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come to say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. It is a tree that you have not planted, and therefore your mighty hand has rooted it out. And for it we have come with our voices filled with gratitude. Are you thanking God? If it were not for God that was on our side, what will men be saying? Our Father, we have come today with our voices loaded with gratitude, our hearts overflowing with thanksgiving. Father, for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. Are you giving thanks to God? Make sure your voice of gratitude is registered on high. You are connecting your heart to heaven as you give glory to him this morning. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Glorify him from the depth of your heart. Give thanks unto him. Celebrate his holy name. Bless the name of the Lord, our Father and our God. We have come today with gratitude in our hearts to say thank you for rooting out the plague of coronavirus from the earth. We have come to say that we are grateful. We have come to say that we are thankful. We have come to celebrate your holy name. We have come to glorify your faithfulness. Are you giving thanks to God? Are you appreciating him? Are you glorifying him? Are you celebrating him? Let your voice be heard on high. Let your faith be connected to heaven. Let your gratitude be overflowing from the depth of your heart as you give glory to God for this global victory that he has given to mankind. Are you celebrating him? Are you glorifying him for disappointing the enemy? Appreciate him and glorify his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give thanks to the Lord. Appreciate him. Lift your hand and lift your voice and glorify him this morning. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Right now, it's time for personal supplication. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And on this first day of the month, each of us are expected to look at our lives and specifically thank God for his faithfulness unto us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Please rise up on your feet right now and begin to qualitatively give thanks unto God for his faithfulness in your life in different departments, for all he has done. Let him hear you right now as you pour out your soul unto him in thanksgiving. God has done you well. God has done you well. So right now, let him hear you as you give him thanks from the depth of your soul. With a heart of gratitude, a heart of appreciation, begin to thank him for your life, for all and for every good thing. Because every good thing comes from him. Begin to pour out your soul unto him right now in thanksgiving. And be personal, be practical, be specific as you speak unto him right now. Make sure you are thanking him intensely. Few moments left. Let him know how grateful you are right now for his faithfulness unto you. Begin to thank him right now for accepting your thanksgiving. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, magnify his name. Thank him and praise him and bless him for accepting your thanksgiving this first day of the month. Father, we thank you for accepting our thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. A louder and stronger amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated.
In this service, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, healed of coronavirus. I want to use this medium to testify to the glory of God. In April, I and my son tested positive for COVID-19. On the same day, I was told to relocate to the clinic to be quarantined for 14 days. I was so shocked and afraid. I called our assistant resident pastor in Nigeria, who immediately cursed COVID-19 from his root in my life and the life of my son, and declared that I will see glory. He said, "Relax. The God of this commission will overturn COVID-19 results for his glory." Amen. He ordered I should demand for another test, which I did, but was told to wait till after 14 days. He shared testimonies of some brethren healed of COVID-19 through the ministration of our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, and said to me that I was the next to testify. He said, and I quote, "God will shock you. You will see it and serve him for life." He said, "I should observe 30 minutes praise daily and settle with God's word." I engaged in praise and read Psalm 91 and Isaiah 54 that work wonders. I told the doctor again to conduct a test there in the clinic that I will be tested negative. She refused, but later did. Brethren, to the glory of God, today, April 28, 2020, I and my son tested negative to COVID-19. We are delivered, we are free, and discharged. God is too faithful to fail. The testifiers are Mrs. Lovett and God's Will, Osayande Ahwe from Bierfield, Germany. Someone put those hands together for Jesus. Number two, supernatural turnaround. I joined this commission in 1998 in Liberia as a technician. I was started, battered, and in fact, things were terrible for me. One day, I saw a pamphlet written by the bishop titled Wisdom Diary. The bishop wrote, "Living without working is dying without knowing. Hanging around does not make a man, it breaks a man." When I discovered those words, I keyed into them. I used the $75 I had to buy shoe, polish, and brush. Then I began to polish people's shoes for a living. Through that, I raised enough money to pay my tuition fee at a computer school. When I graduated, I was jobless, and I heard a voice say to me, "You can create a job for yourself." Immediately, I gathered people and taught them how to operate the computer. Today, I have my own building. Is someone celebrating Jesus? In addition, God blessed me with three cars. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Ignatius Ejiro Okpojero. Someone rise up to your feet, celebrate Jesus, lift up those hands, appreciate God for these wonderful works. Give him all the praise due to his name.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Happy, happy new month to everyone under the sound of my voice. May this new month bring everyone a brand new encounter.
Amen.
A brand new encounter with the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
That will open new chapters to people's lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The path of the just is ordained to be as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Your brightest shining till day, it is taking place this month.
Amen.
Something is breaking loose in your favor this month.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. One more time, lift up your two hands and thank God for another month. Grace kept you and I all through the last month. And that grace is still here today. Every month brings forth a special manner of fruit. Thank him for the manner of fruit that this month has in stock for you. Celebrate and magnify him. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning right now? I want to hear from you, Jesus. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here for this brief moment. Speak to each one of us. Let light dawn on everyone's heart. And let it move each one forward to the glory and praise of your name. Thank you again for a new month. It is by your mercies we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for exempting us from the plague of coronavirus. Thank you for delivering those who were contaminated by it. And thank you for the amazing testimonies of your raw hand in our midst. Take all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. It's my year of breaking limit. Please get seated. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Why are we giving God thanks as a commission this week? To take God for granted is to be grounded. When we disregard his acts, he withdraws his hand. One of the humbling events of this commission is supernatural church growth experience. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. No individual or a group of people have capacity to generate church growth. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the gates of hell are all out to stall the growth of the church. And it takes the one that has the key of hell. To make the church grow. I'm he that was there, Revelation 1 and verse 18. Behold, I'm alive and I live forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And we are dealing with the resistances of the gates of hell. So it takes one that has the key to keep the church advancing. So every church growth experience has God at his root. No wonder I said, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wicked, but in vain. It's in vain that you rise up early to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Let's look at these few counts. One, Jesus said, no one can come to me except my Father. Draw him. Except the Father which has sent me, draw him. No one can come to me. Except the Father which has sent me, draw him. That means everybody you see in church today is drawn by the Father. No one can except my Father, which has sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. Our God is a God of addition, and the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. So every addition is an act of God. Our God is also the God of increase. Number three, Paul may plant, Apollos may water. It is God that brings or that gave the increase. So every increase we have experienced till date, it is as given by God. He's also the God of multiplication. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. And they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So this multiplication is of God. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11. He said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as he are, and bless you as he has promised you. So he's the multiplier God. And we have seen multiplications. I mean, we have seen multiplications that no human method can bring to pass. In fact, one day he came to me, it's 5 years now, I, the God of wonder double, is visiting you. And guess what? Within 7 months, between June 7 or June 8 and June 1, please, we had a fasting and prayer. June 1 to July 26, this church multiplied life. Amen. That is the multiplier God at work. That must not be assumed. Man. And by October 25, he multiplied the multiplied position again. No one like Jesus. So we owe him thanks. It must never be assumed. When we assume his act, he withdraws his hand. This is God at work. Amen. Is the city taking God? And the next Sabbath, at 13:44, almost the whole city gathered together to hear the word of the Lord. Mm. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 36, from Aroa, which is by the brink of the river Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered unto our hands. He is the city taking God. And we have seen a bit of that. Not only here, but across a number of nations. We have seen the city taking God, working wonders in the midst of his people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is the nation routing God? He breaks the pride of nations. He invades nations with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Haggai chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7, for thus said the Lord, yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations. I will shake all nations. We serve a nation shaking God. A nation shaking God. We serve a nation shaking God. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered from a man child. Who has had such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall the nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children like a dream of the night. Amen. The earth began to bring forth by the hand of God. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 5, the Bible says, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sect and gathered a company and set out the city in uproar and assaulted there. Please get back to verse 6. Now, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, saying, these that have turned the world upside down are come either also. Amen. The access of this commission to the nations of God, of the earth, they are by the nation shaking God. And I will shake all. No mortal man has power to shake nations. I will shake all nations. Mother and son to be slaughtered by COVID-19. Jesus went across the sea and rescued them. Is the nation shaking God? That's why we owe him thanks. He's the multiplier God. The number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. No one must ever take credit for the growth of the church. You know what God has done? He has proved that this is his church. Because he said, I will build my church. Not your church, not our church. I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord Jesus a big hand for building his church. Give the Lord Jesus, the master builder of the church, a big hand. Now, what is your part in this? I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So in the growth of the church lies the glory of the saint. Yes. He keeps changing the levels of his people as he multiplies his church. And their children shall be as aforetime. Amen. Their nobles shall begin to rise among them. Their governors begin to rise among them. Captains of industries. That's what you have seen as a church. Amen. That's what you have seen as a church. You see levels of people changing. Changing as God keeps multiplying his church. Come on now. Would you thank God for the grace to be part of this moving chariot? Give him thanks. Give him thanks. It's been changing the levels of too many people. You are the next in line for another supernatural change of level. For another supernatural change of level. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. So we have no credit whatsoever. We prayed, but he answered. Not only that, he helped our infirmity in prayer. Everything that grows the church has its root in God. We don't have the keys to the gates of hell. Jesus has it. And he opens it on demand. And put the key back in his pocket. So he's the one who has opened to us this great and effectual door. Great and effectual door. Great and effectual door. One day, one of my sons in the Lord called me and said, Lord, he said, sir, have you seen this report? I said, no. He said, they say this is the largest single congregation in the world. We are not crying for it. No, we're just doing his bidding. Hallelujah. And he kept increasing. He kept adding. Amen. He kept multiplying. Amen. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to sing for 5 minutes. Please, let's dance. Let's dance before the Lord. It's too much. This God is too much. Somebody has never been to church for 25 years. Home was like hell. He came across us in our outreach, our street outreach, and Jesus touched him. He woke the wife up in the morning and said, we're going to church today and I'm leading you. After 25 years of no go to any church, he's establishing the faith today. Peace return back to that home. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Too numerous to mention. Wonders without numbers by the hand of God. Somebody was in drug crisis for 25 years. Jesus touched him, saved his two sons, saved his wife. They are all establishing the faith today. Awesome God. All in one sweep. Come on now, let's praise him.
We are saying thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you, Jesus, thank you, we thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, we are saying thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank
Jesus,
Jehovah, thank you.
Everybody,
everybody saying thank you.
Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Say we are saying thank you, Lord.
We are saying
we give you glory, Jesus. For this 39 years.
Oh, yes.
Everybody.
Everybody saying thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Lord.
We are saying
thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jehovah,
thank you. Everybody saying
thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say we are saying thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we give you glory. Everybody, everybody. Oh, yes, we just thank you. Say we have come to say thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
Jehovah, we thank you. Everybody.
You are worthy.
Lord, you are worthy, Jesus, for everything you have done for us. We give you glory.
Everybody saying thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are good and your mercy is forever. Celebrate Jesus.
Hey.
Jesus, you are good and your mercy is forever, Lord. Hallelujah. Is forever, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy. You are worthy.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy. Jesus, you are good and your mercy is forever, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate. Hallelujah. Say you are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Forever. You are good and your mercy is forever, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hey, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised. Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hey, amen, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Hosanna in the highest, hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah,
hallelujah,
amen, hallelujah, you are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Good and your best is forever. Forever.
Jesus.
Jesus, you are good and your best is forever, Lord. Oh, you are good and your best is forever. Hallelujah. I say you are good and your best is forever. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, you are my Ebenezer, Jehovah Adonai, we give you glory, honor, power, majesty, you are the Lord, Jehovah,
Jehovah,
you are my Ebenezer, Jehovah, we give you glory, we give you honor, power, majesty, you are the Lord, shout Jehovah Jireh.
Peace
and God, you are worthy.
You are the Lord forevermore.
Come on, give him praise. Nothing pleases God like genuine thanksgiving. God is pleased. We are going to the next level. This commission is going to the next level. We are going to the next level of growth, explosion, and expansion around the world. Be reminded, tomorrow is our annual liberation service, and it's a prophetic impartation service. Come along with your handkerchiefs, and it shall return as prophetic mantles in your hand. Amen. Whatever answers to this commission, we begin to answer to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice, lift your hands, and give glory to God from the depth of your heart. Celebrate Him. He's worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor, and all adoration. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Be reminded, the time for the liberation service is 7 a.m. tomorrow. 7 a.m. Nigerian time. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my way of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.